China warns of corporate casualties as trade war brews. When a group of American executives and other global corporate chieftains met with Chinese Vice President Wang Qishan in late March, they received a stern message about the simmering U.S.-China trade conflict if tensions escalate, buckle up. The message was pretty clear, said a person who attended. A lot of companies would become victims in a U.S.-China trade war. That is what American multinationals are now bracing for, after the Trump administration said it would move ahead with 25% tariffs on $50 billion in Chinese goods. Beijing said in response to the U.S. move Friday that it would retaliate in equal scale and equal strength. While a battle between the world's two largest economies would inflict pain on businesses and consumers in both countries, in the crosshairs, in particular, are multinationals with a footprint in the mainland. A sophisticated global supply chain means many foreign companies nowadays assemble their products in China with parts bought elsewhere, and then sell to the U.S. and other markets. That leaves them vulnerable to any U.S. sanctions as well as pressure and other retaliation from Beijing. Foreign invested companies, including firms from Hong Kong and Taiwan, produce 43% of China's exports, according to an analysis by the Conference Board, a New York think tank. The manufacturers among them notably make up 77% of China's exports of information and communications technology, a sector highlighted by the Trump administration for new tariffs. At the March gathering, people who attended said, Mr. Wang told the business leaders, which included senior executives from International Business Machines Corp., chipmaker Qualcomm Inc., and private equity firm Blackstone Group, that they should try harder to lobby the Trump administration against launching a trade offensive. The U.S. said on Friday the trade levies are designed to hit products linked to Chinese strategic plans to dominate new high-technology industries, and released a list that covers 1,102 categories of goods. Shortly afterward, China's State Council said it would levy penalties of the same rate on U.S. goods of the same value, expanding its list of U.S. products that would be subject to tariffs to 659 types of goods, from some 106 types it disclosed in April. While multinationals assess the potential impact from the escalation of trade tensions, makers of consumer electronics have been canvassing suppliers and, in the case of at least two personal computer makers, inquiring about shifting some of production in China to the U.S. Foxconn Technology Group of Taiwan, the world's largest contract manufacturer of electronics and known for assembling Apple Inc. smartphones in China, conducted a review of its supply chain, said a person familiar with the matter. The review, which assessed the proficiency of Chinese suppliers, could be used to assess the impact of potential tariffs, the person said. It isn't clear if Foxconn is taking any action following the review. The company didn't respond to a request for comment late Friday.